Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
That's Nobby's Kitchen 73 years, not Sheridan. Good morning.
Thank you. Oh, dear.
Okay, now let me think. Oh, yes, I wanted to give a mention to your website. That's a beautiful new website you have.
Yes, fantastic, isn't it? Just went up at the weekend.
Very busy.
Yes, thank you.
Spent a lot of time looking at it, yeah.
Great.
Okay, so what have you... You're at the Good
So Food. I went to the Good Food and Wine Show a couple of times at the weekend. On Sunday I was out there signing my books, The Cook's Garden and Mini Chef. But on Friday I went just to have a look before the public sort of swamped it, because Sunday is the really big public day. And the most impressive stand for me actually was the Northern Rivers stand, the Northern Rivers from New South Wales. I had a chat to Pam and Martin Brook, who run Brook Farm, the macadamia farm. They started out with a fantastic macadamia muesli a few years ago, and now they've gone into porridge. Now, how do you spell porridge?
P-O-R-R-I-D-G-E.
Well, they spell it P-O-R-R-I-J. And they've developed these fantastic gluten-free porridges, because a lot of people these days have allergies. And so they've filled them with amaranth, quinoa, flaxseed and brown rice flakes. Now, these are all the new sort of super grains, very fashionable at the moment. They've also got another one, a power porridge, which has also got amaranth, quinoa, flaxseed, almonds and their macadamias in it. And they're absolutely delicious, and these are just new on the market. But also on the stand, I came across a fantastic salami producer from up there in that Northern Rivers region. He's a Sicilian-born fellow called Massimo Scalas, and he's developed a range of really fantastic small goods. We don't really get a lot of good Australian-made small goods here. Most of our, you know, better ones are imported, but he's making some delicious ones. And his company is called Salumi Australia, and he's up there in that Northern Rivers region as well.
That's nice.
And I also met a fellow called Peter Nicholson, who's making some fabulous vinegars. I'm just really superb. A spiced beetroot vinegar. Have you ever tasted one of those?
No, like beetroot though, so it might be good.
That was fantastic. And an Italian-style blood plum one, and a summer mango vinegar. Really delicious for finishing off dishes or just drizzling over salads. So some very interesting things happening. Lots of these new grains, I noticed. Like there was there was even a stand for chia, which is that super seed, C-H-I-A, an ancient grain from South America that's become very fashionable. Yes, lots of organic food stores as well. There was the Four Leaf Milling Company from South Australia. So, yes, very interesting to cruise around and see what's happening and what people are up to.
Well, now, when you say the porridge with a J,
yep.
Do they... When you buy it here, you buy rolled oats.
yes, well, no, there are no oats in these because they're gluten-free.
Okay.
Mm. So, as I said, it's a mixture of amaranth, which is, you know, one of these super grains, again, from South America, quinoa, golden flaxseed, South Australian almonds, and macadamias from their farm up there at Byron Bay, their Brook Farm farm.
My mother and Dame Edna would be very shocked by all
I know. They've
never heard of any of them.
I know, but these are all the fashionable new grains.
Okay. Mm. Now, what's this about a raw food cooking class?
Okay, well, last month I popped into to this class, which is actually held by a woman who comes down from the Gold Coast, Liz Gilbert Grant, and she was putting on this class at the Oneness Cafe in Coogee, and I'm going to tell you a bit more about it next week, but the thing that most impressed me was this little 13-year-old girl, Georgia, who ate every vegetable that was presented to her, and every vegetable was prepared, nothing was cooked because it was a raw food cooking class. So I'm going to tell you a bit more about that next week. So I'm just hoping that in my cooking classes I can entice the children to eat vegetables in the way that Georgia did last night.
Okay, now your all details are on your website.
Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au. And speaking of vegetables, I have a delicious red capsicum soup recipe for you today, which is from the Cook's Garden. It's not a difficult recipe. It has red capsicums, of course, some chilies just for a little bit of heat, onion, butter, chicken stock, cream. You finish it off with cream and salt and pepper. It's really delicious.
It's on your website, which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.